Right, we're back after that short break, and we've been joined by a young Blake Henwood from Moran. How are you?
Yeah, doing good.
Yeah, you heard Alex on the phone. You wanted to ask him a couple of questions, did you?
Yeah. How many hours do you train a day?
Right now, I probably train a couple of hours a day. When I was in America, I was probably training about 3 to 4 hours a day. We'd lift most days, and which is like weightlifting, and then in the afternoon we'd train for 2 hours. So yeah.
How many girlfriends do you have?
What?
At the moment, I'm struggling. At the moment, I've only got four.
Four girlfriends, and that's becoming a pro is very good. Now, how old are you?
9.
9 years old, and the big news is you've been out to see Man City, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you did very, very well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right. Which is your football team?
Man U.
Ooh, you like Manchester United?
Yeah.
But you're going to sign for Man City?
Yeah.
Or you're going to do a callback, because that little black and white signed for Sunderland, and then he went to the scumbag Newcastle. You're not going to leave Man City for Man United, are you?
No.
Good lad. Who's your favourite player?
For Man U?
Yeah.
Man City. Di Maria.
Di Maria. That's, well, Man City's his sister. Di Maria's sister's called Man City, so that was very good. Which school do you go to?
Moran.
Moran. Funny enough, Malcolm Blackburn's daughter goes to Moran. Chloe. You know Chloe?
Yeah.
You didn't kick her, did you? She's on crutches now. No. Well, it wasn't her, was it?
No.
Have you got a girlfriend?
No.
At the end of this programme, you'll have about 5 or 6 when everybody honestly, you'll have the same as him. He's got 4, you'll beat him. And who's your best mate?
Thomas. Shimon.
Thomas Shimon. And what's he? It's not Nigel Shimon's son, is it?
No, it is, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, Thomas will be a better footballer, and I'm sure you're going to be a better footballer than your dad, who just happens to play for Jim's. You had a good season, son?
I've had a brief season, a late start. I haven't played for many years, but I was asked to come out of the dust off the cobwebs and get back in between the posts.
You enjoyed it though.
I enjoy playing. I'm not the best goalkeeper in the world, as anyone who's played against us will tell you.
Well, he did say before
I didn't score
you came
against
us. Didn't you?
No, I haven't scored all year.
Oh, haven't you?
No, the only player at Geordie's not to score.
Yeah, I saved the penalty against Geordie's.
What was the final score?
I lost count.
It was 6.
I had a sore back though, I know that.
I'll help you out. They're a very good side. You see,
but we come off happy with that. We was high fiving. Like, it was at 6, so it was minimal collateral damage really. So I was happy with 6. I was told it would be at least 10. So to walk out with 6-0, I was quite chuffed with.
Most teams are. That, I mean, people say about the golf in the leagues is phenomenal, but you've been relegated this year, so you're going to be playing against teams of your own standard. I expect you to win that league.
Oh, wow.
Because I heard you got a new manager, hopefully.
Oh?
I won't say his name, but it's not me. And I got turned down for the job.
Oh.
I got turned down for Meaford as well. That was playing. But your son's here.
Yeah.
Great news. He's been to Man City. He did very well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. To be fair, there was a lot of pressure on him. We got invited over to go and have a trial. And as it turns out, the night that we went, which was last Tuesday, the development group that he was with were playing against Bolton under 10s. So a bit more pressure on him because obviously, you know, being the new lad there as well. But it turned out they'd done a few warm-up sessions, which was quite good, isn't it? Different drill stations.
Yeah.
You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yeah.
And the facilities down there are fantastic. They spent £200 million on this new academy. They've got their own two own stadiums. Their drone change rooms with heated seats, didn't you? All your kits all hanging up. Own tunnel out onto the pitch and stuff. So he was really sort of nervous and took it all in his stride. Got out there. They played him centre mid for the first game. And he got two left-footed assists, didn't you? And then he scored in the second game that they played. They played the game, come away, had a little talk about what they'd done, a bit more sort of like ball skills and stuff, and then went back out and played again. There was two groups on rotation. And he scored in the second game. So, you know, and he didn't look out of place at all. You know, he's one of the taller lads in the group as well. So, you know, after 2 hours of football, I had a little chat with the coaches afterwards, and they said that, you know, he put in a good effort. His energy levels were there. His awareness is there. His ball skills are there. He's got game craft. He can see what's going on and read, you know, how the play is happening and how the game's unfolding, which is good to him. We left it at that. We come away sort of in a bit of cloud nine. And then we got an email when we was at the airport the next day from the head coach there saying that they'd like him to come back on a regular basis.
Brilliant.
So, you know, they'd like, they train every Tuesday and Thursday. I think it's half six or half eight. You know, but with school and stuff and work commitments, we can't make it there every Tuesday and Thursday. So we've negotiated once a month to start with more trips during the summer holidays and any other holidays that he's not at school. So,
do you enjoy that, Blake, of being out there? Did you with all them?
Yeah, it was really fun.
And Nana and Grandad are listening tonight as well. Do you want to say, you won't forget them when you're rich, will you? Hey? Poor Nana and Grandad listening, thinking, hang on, we might not see you be playing for Man City.
We've launched the career here tonight, John. Just remember this, we're launching it.
Well, it's a stepping stone. It's Man City. Then it's Maroon, and then you go to Geordie's, then you go to the MIFA, and then you sign for the Isle of Man with MIFA so you can play for both teams.
How did the opportunity come about? How did it all start?
We entered Blake in for a competition
online
that we'd found to win a training session with them, and it went on from there.
So
really.
It was chance
it was,
that you ended up in this position. That is amazing.
Yeah. So,
that is absolutely amazing.
I sent a couple of videos and some photos I had of him that I keep with both my boys anyway, just to sort of try and secure the competition.
Well, I think the moral is that of that is make sure you do all the competitions that
I did that with the referees. I sent a couple of photographs. I will never
you
send
failed.
Photographs of myself again. We'll be back after in 2 minutes.